You're scared to see who you can be if you weren't constantly looking behind you. So how do you move forward? Because I'll give you a quick fire list, right? Stop romanticizing what almost destroyed you. Don't chase clarity, chase action. Forgive yourself for not knowing better, but stop pretending you still don't know better. Healing doesn't feel like clarity at first. It feels like chaos. It feels like crying for no reason. It feels like deleting numbers you swore you'd memorize forever. It feels like loneliness, silence, and the temptation to go back. But here's your wake-up call. You're not stuck, you're scared. And there's a big difference. You're scared to live a life without the past as your crutch. And okay, Project 24, welcome back. You know, it's been a little while, probably a handful of months, shit. So starting to be very visible, right? So social media platforms really hitting it up. And I noticed the podcast platforms hitting it up too. So starting a mission right now to put out 2 full episodes a week. And so look forward to that. Really appreciate everybody's support, everybody's encouragement, the DMs, the conversations all over the world. And to me, that is a blessing. It's very, very, very special to me, you know? It got me thinking about today's topic. And, you know, you didn't go through all that hell just to keep replaying like it's your favorite movie. And I want to ask you guys something on this. Why are you so damn loyal to a version of you that no longer exists? Seriously. You know, we're gonna dive into one of the deepest traps you will ever face, which is the prison of your past. If you've been stuck replaying memories, reanalyzing moments, and asking yourself, what if? I'm going to tell you what, this episode is definitely for you. And I want to really get real. I want to be brutally real here, because you're not stuck because you can't move on. You're stuck because you don't want to let go of who you used to be. You know, that version of you, right? The one who loved hard, trusted too much, gave your all. You're grieving them, not just a person who may have hurt you. And I want to break it down to you like this. You're addicted to replaying the past because the pain feels familiar. It's a loop, comfort in chaos. You know, that relationship, that betrayal, that moment where everything changed, you keep revisiting it because it defines you. But here's the savage truth. You don't owe loyalty to a season that tried to break you. Pain wants to be fed. It does. And every time you scroll through old messages, every time you check their social, you're feeding the very thing that's keeping you prisoner. You're not looking for closure. You're looking for validation that never came. You know, your story is valid, but your story is not a sentence. And so many people confuse identity with injury. You went through betrayal. So now you sit around, you call yourself broken, right? You were abandoned. So now you call yourself unlovable. You failed once, twice, my case, many, okay? But now you think you're destined to lose. Let me ask you, who told you that was your identity? Where'd you learn that from? Because it wasn't God, your creator, universe. It wasn't your highest self. It was your trauma talking to you. See, the past doesn't define you. It reveals you. But the longer you let it narrate your present, drive your present moment, the longer you stay in character for a role that you outgrew. You don't need to rewrite the past. You just need to stop letting it direct your future. And here's where most people mess up. They wait to feel ready. They wait for peace. They wait until it doesn't hurt. That's not healing. That's avoidance disguised as hope. Healing doesn't feel like clarity at first. It feels like chaos. It feels like crying for no reason. It feels like deleting numbers you swore you'd memorize forever. It feels like loneliness, silence, and the temptation to go back. But here's your wake-up call. You're not stuck, you're scared. And there's a big difference. You're scared to live a life without the past as your crutch. You're scared to see who you can be if you weren't constantly looking behind you. So how do you move forward? Because I'll give you a quick fire list, right? Stop romanticizing what almost destroyed you. Don't chase clarity, chase action. Forgive yourself for not knowing better, but stop pretending you still don't know better. And create a vision that is so fucking bold, the past can't compete. So let's break the cycle. Number one, write the damn letter and don't send it. You used to call it a burn letter, right? Say everything you need to say. Bleed it out onto the page, then burn it. Seriously. Number two, change your scenery. You can't heal in the same room where you lost yourself. Redecorate it. Change some shit around. Put some new pictures up. Paint. Change some colors. Number three, move your body. You'd be shocked how many traumas stay trapped in your nervous system until you physically release them. Number four, stop venting and start transforming. You don't need another vent sessions with your friend. You don't. You need to disrupt your rhythm and make different decisions. Number five, create daily rituals that will feed your future and not your past. That means cutting off this nostalgia loops, right? That means unfollowing triggers. Go through your friends list. Clear your contacts. Delete some messages. Delete some photos. Clean, right? And that means choosing yourself daily. Because I really want to leave you with this. The past is not coming back. That moment, that version of them, that version of you, it's done. And if you keep watering dead things, don't be surprised when your life stops growing. This is your moment to stop surviving your story. Start rewriting it. But no one's going to do it for you. You're the damn author now. Pick up the pen and make peace with the fact that some chapters end without closure. But you can give yourself that closure. You're not who hurt you. You're who you choose to become after it. So everyone, we're going to run a series on this stuff. We're going to really tap into releasing your past, recognizing certain behaviors that may stunt you from growing, evolving, and make your relationships with yourself, friends, family, significant others a lot better. You know, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate y'all listening. And if this spoke to your soul, please share it. Tag someone who needs it. And I want you to remember this. Healing is messy as fuck. But staying stuck, that's a choice you choose every day. You're not alone. You're not. You're just getting started. So everyone, this is Project 24. Keep being true to yourself. And we don't look back. We rise. And I'll see y'all soon.